You're listening to the book summary presentation of How to Win Friends and Influence People, narrated by Larry G. Jones and brought to you by Read In Graphics, actionable insights in one page. The big so what? Next to health, people's next biggest interest is human relationships. To understand and get along with others, be well-liked, and win people to their way of thinking. This book serves just that objective. Although it was first published in 1936, its principles and insights are timeless and are still powerful today for any situation that involves people. Introduction. Carnegie starts by stating a prerequisite to getting the most from this book, which is a deep, driving desire to learn, a vigorous determination to increase your ability to deal with people. His methods represent a way of life that can be achieved through practice, and it will only work when they are applied sincerely from the heart, rather than used as techniques to cajole others. The core idea of his book is to always consider things from the other person's point of view as well as your own. Three fundamental techniques in handling people. 1. Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. Everyone wants to feel important, wanted. Criticizing someone is not only fruitless, it will put him on the defensive, hurt his sense of pride, and even arouse resentment. Instead of criticizing, try to understand why people do what they do. 2. Give honest and sincere appreciation. The only way to make someone do something is to make them want to do it. People want to do things because of the gratification they get, and the need to be appreciated or feel important is one of the deepest human desires. If you can fulfill that need, people will love you. Constantly ask yourself, "What can I honestly admire about this person?" and show people your appreciation every time, everywhere. Carnegie highlights that appreciation is different from flattery. The former comes sincerely from the heart, with no selfish agenda. 3. Arouse in other person an eager want. To inspire an eager want in someone, you need to first think from his perspective and put his needs before your own. In Henry Ford's words, "If there is any one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from that person's angle as well as from your own." Talk about what they want and explicitly explain how your suggestions will accomplish their goals. Try to enjoy the feeling of unselfishly trying to serve others without any recourse to yourself. 6 ways to make people like you. 1. Become genuinely interested in other people. We are interested in others when they are interested in us, and we tend to like people if they admire us. Greet others with enthusiasm that shows you are pleased to see and talk with them. Genuinely care about them and their interest, and take time and energy to do thoughtful, selfless things that matter to them. 2. Smile. Give a real, heartwarming smile that is uplifting and shows you are happy to see the other person. Even when you smile on the phone, your smile will come through in your voice. Insincere grins, however, have the reverse effect. If you don't feel like smiling, you can get yourself in a better mood by acting as if you are happy. Force yourself to smile in private and manage your thoughts. 3. A person's name to that person is the sweetest and most important sound in any language. People value their names, as it is one item that they own completely and sets them apart from others. Make an effort to remember their names and make them feel important. This includes pronouncing and spelling it correctly. 4. Be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. To be a good conversationalist, you need to be an attentive listener. Take genuine interest in people. Ask questions that they will enjoy answering and listen attentively. Encourage people to share about themselves and their achievements. Share yours only if they ask. 5. Talk in terms of the other people's interests. Focus on what the other party is interested in and talk about it first. Don't talk about your own interest unless asked. It is worthwhile to invest time and effort to do prior research on the topics of interest. Talking about what people care about most opens the way to their heart and also broadens your horizons. 6. Make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. People want others' approval. They need to feel important and they want to be encouraged. Do unto others as you would have others do unto you. In order to feel important and appreciated, start by giving others that feeling first. How to win people to your way of thinking. 1. The only way to get the best of an argument is to avoid it. You can never win an argument. Even if you win it, you still lose because you would have embarrassed someone and lost goodwill. To prevent a disagreement from becoming an argument, welcome the disagreement as an opportunity to be corrected. If you feel defensive, don't trust your first instinct. Control your temper and listen first. Look for areas of agreement. Be honest and apologize for mistakes or errors if you made any. Promise to think over the other person's ideas carefully and mean it. Thank the person for his interest and give both sides time to study the issue. 2. Show respect for the other person's opinion. Never say, "You're wrong." Never tell someone they are wrong, including implying it through your look, gesture, or tone. Instead, take the initiatives to be open-minded. Learn to use phrases like these to stop arguments and inspire open-minded decisions. "I may be wrong. I frequently am. Let's examine the facts." If you are ever going to prove something, do it so subtly that no one knows you are doing it, or you will only arouse opposition. 3. If you are wrong, admit it quickly and emphatically. If you know you will be rebuked, it is much better to take the first step and do it yourself enthusiastically rather than have someone do it. Not only will this remove guilt and defensiveness, it usually addresses the problem caused by the mistake and encourages the other person to be open-minded too. 4. Begin with a friendly way. When people are feeling upset, no amount of logic can win them over. As Abraham Lincoln says, "If you would win a man to your cause, first convince him that you are his friend." Hence, start handling any situation with a kind, friendly, and appreciative approach. 5. Get the other person saying yes, yes, immediately. When someone says no, it triggers a series of neuromuscular responses that puts him on the defensive, while saying yes keeps him open and accepting. Hence, if possible, keep your opponent from saying no. Instead, use the Socratic approach. Ask a series of questions to which your opponent will reply yes to. 6. Let the other person do a great deal of the talking. Allow people to talk themselves out and share about their businesses and problems. Ask questions and listen sincerely and patiently with an open mind. Do not interrupt, even if you disagree with them. To be liked by our friends, make them feel important by allowing them to excel us and share about their accomplishments, rather than boast about ours. 7. Let the other person feel that the idea is his or hers. We tend to have more faith in ideas that we discover on our own. Hence, rather than presenting an idea as your brilliant solution, make a suggestion and allow the other person to draw his own conclusion. If possible, even allow the other person to claim credit for the idea, as it will yield better results. 8. Try honestly to see things from the other person's point of view. Never condemn someone for being wrong. Instead, assume the other person always has a valid reason for his or her actions. Try to put yourself in his shoes and understand why he would do or say what he did. Consider from the other person's point of view why he would want to hear or adapt to your point of view. 9. Be sympathetic with the other person's ideas and desires. To get others to be sympathetic to your points of view, you need to first be sympathetic with theirs. Remember that just because their views are different from yours doesn't mean they are wrong. A good line to turn hostility into friendliness and goodwill is this: I don't blame you one iota for feeling as you do. If I were you, I would undoubtedly feel just as you do. When we are open to others, we have a better chance of winning them over. 10. Appeal to nobler motives. According to J. Pierpont Morgan, people typically have two reasons for doing anything: their real reason, which only they will know, and a reason that sounds good. Appeal to the latter and show how your suggestion will fulfill the nobler cause. This is built on the assumption that if you treat people as if they are upright, fair, and honest, most of them will act accordingly. 11. Dramatize your ideas. To get attention, you need to make the benefits of your ideas more obvious, interesting, and vivid to people. You are presenting the truth, but using drama and showmanship to capture their attention and imagination and make your ideas more impressive. 12. Throw down a challenge. People are motivated by opportunities to prove themselves and to win. Stimulate competition or throw a challenge to appeal to people's desire to be important, to excel, and win. Those were Carnegie's 12 powerful tips to win people to your way of thinking. Now, let's look at how you can be a leader and use 9 ways to change people without causing offense or resentment. 1. Begin with praise and honest appreciation. Praising someone sincerely builds their confidence and sets a positive foundation for them to receive feedback on potential areas of improvement. It is like the dentist administering local anesthetics before drilling to dull the pain. 2. Call attention to people's mistakes indirectly. Rather than criticize someone directly, call indirectly to his attention the behavior that you wish him to change. This helps people, especially sensitive ones, to realize their mistake without resentment. If you praise someone before criticizing them, also be conscious to avoid the word but and replace it with and. For example, I'm so proud that you completed the task on time, and it would be even better if... This makes your praise seem sincere rather than a manipulative way to criticize. 3. Talk about your own mistakes first. When you talk about your mistakes before criticizing others, you bring yourself to their level and make yourself more relatable. Regardless of whether you have already corrected your mistakes, it makes it easier for the other person to hear his faults if you start with yours. 4. Ask questions instead of giving direct orders. No one likes to take direct orders. Asking questions help people to feel that they are part of the decision-making process, improves buy-in, and can stimulate creativity. 5. Let the other person save face. Rather than threatening, belittling, or directly finding fault, make an effort to protect the other person's dignity with kind and understanding words. Assure them of their value and give them the confidence to do better next time. 6. Praise every improvement and praise the slightest improvement. Praise works better than criticism because people would do almost anything to get appreciation and recognition. When we help people to realize the true potential they possess, they will be inspired to transform for the better. 7. Give the other person a fine reputation to live up to. When we respect people for their ability, they are more ready to be led. To improve someone, act as if he or she is already outstanding in that particular desired trait or virtue. Give someone a big reputation to live up to inspire change in his attitude or behavior. 8. Encourage. Make the fault seem easy to correct. To help people get over the obstacle of change, we should let them know we have faith in their abilities and their chances of success. Praise their good points, minimize their faults, and be generous with our encouragement so that they will practice the necessary skills and excel. 9. Help them see their benefits. To make someone glad to do your suggestion, be sincere and focus on the benefits to the other person. Know exactly what you want the other person to do. focus on what the other person really wants and consider the benefits he will receive from doing what you suggest. Then match these benefits to what he wants. When you make your request, clearly convey the benefits to that person. For example, you can offer someone a good title for his work or offer a substitute immediately after turning down an offer. Other useful details in the book to look out for. Carnegie conveys his ideas using examples and stories from English kings, Civil War generals, and other famous personalities like Franklin and Teddy Roosevelt, Abraham Lincoln, and John D. Rockefeller. There are many powerful situation-specific tips and useful phrases embedded in his case studies that can be applied in our everyday dealings with people. He suggests 9 ways to get the most from his book. Develop a keen desire to master human relationship. Read each chapter twice before going on to the next one. As you read, stop often to consider how to apply the suggestions. Underline important ideas. Apply the principles whenever possible to solve your daily problems. Create a game. Give a friend $1 each time he catches you violating the principles. Review your progress and learning points weekly. Keep notes of how and when you have applied the principles. We hope you've enjoyed this book summary presentation of How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie, read by Larry G. Jones, brought to you by Read In Graphics, actionable insights in one page. To get the most from this presentation, we recommend that you take 2 to 3 minutes to review our reading graphic, where we've summarized the key ideas from this book into one page of easy-to-digest graphics. This is a powerful way to see, organize, and apply insights to create new breakthroughs in your life. Find out more about us and download more titles at www.readingraphics.com.